Reese's Pieces Math Mnemonics. Today's lesson is going to teach you a handy trick that's going to help make trigonometry fast and easy. For this lesson, though, you do already have to have a background in trigonometry and have studied the unit circle. But this would be great for an algebra class, pre-calculus, and calculus. So if you're in one of those subjects, this could be helpful. Now, the hand trick. I will do some examples on the board, but for right now, grab a pen. I usually do this when I'm teaching my students. I grab one of my dry erase pens and I draw a big 2 on the palm of my left hand so that they can see it. So if you're at home and you want to draw a 2 on your hand, something that can be erased or washed off, go ahead and do that. So the hand trick is this. Basically, think of like the first quadrant. Your left hand, if you folded these, they would kind of fit in the first quadrant. Like here's the x-axis, here's the y-axis. And each finger represents one of the angle measures in the unit circle. So you can see here. So 0, 30, 45 is the middle finger, 60, and 90 is your thumb. Later we'll extend it around other parts, but we're going to start with the first quadrant. So you always have to use your left hand. The idea is, whatever you're trying to find, you fold that finger down. So let's say we're doing cosine of 60. So 60 is your pointer finger, as you can see on this picture. So hold out your left hand and do this too for practice. So fold down that finger. Now, above the finger is the cosine, and below is sine. And I tell my students, think of like how you read a book. You read a book from the top of the page to the bottom. So, alphabetically, C, S. Cosine on top, sine on the bottom. And here's the rule down here. You fold down the finger, and then you count the number of fingers above, and you put that under a square root. So if I'm doing cosine of 60, there's only one finger above, so root 1 over 2. Obviously, root 1 is 1, so that's 1/2. Here's where your background of trigonometry comes in. You should know from the unit circle there's only certain fractions. 1/2, root 3 over 2, root 2 over 2, and then you have 0 and 1. So there's not like an infinite number of fractions. There's a certain number, and these are 2 of them. So now let's do sine of 60. So it's the same finger folded down. Sine is the number of fingers below. 1, 2, 3, and you put that under a square root and put it over 2. So the 2 on the hand, on the palm of your hand is... you're always going to be dividing by that, so that's where this comes from and this comes from.